Parashas Chayisara. The parasha Chayisara, Moli the Godish, was always of Yoni Avidas Ha'odom Malatzmoy to work on themselves, which is the Hachana, which is the most basic prerequisite to marriage. In Nevada, the main Indian marriage, if you have a successful marriage, is Midas Toivis, which is the top of the Adam in this world. You always say over the famous Chazal, famous Bedi, famous Briskarov. We mentioned this time that the Biskarov says over Pshad and say the Biskarov says over that when Eliezer came back from the whole test, Shagav, he tested her in Chesed. Because this is Roy to come to Beis Avram, but rather that's Roy for any marriage would be a Baal's Chesed. That's what we're looking out for. But when he comes back, he tells Yitzchak about all the mitzvah, Yisaper, Ha'evet. He tells about all the tremendous nisim that happened along the way. Tremendous nisim, Kitzaderech, everything. Right? So it's the possible, Yisaper, Ha'evet. He tells her of all the tremendous nisim that happened. Vayisapo ever Yitzchak is called Advim Asher Osa. Says the Rashi, called him Asher Osa. Kiloi Nisim Shenasala. He wanted to impress Yitzchak. You know, Baruch Hashem, look at this unbelievable Nisim that took place. She coughs Loy Oretz. She's not like he made a tefillah, and all of a sudden Rivka came out. It's all about the tremendous Nisim. But is that? So what does the pasuk say after Vayivyeh Yitzchak Ha'oyala Sori Ima? He took her into his tent. What's her oil? Sorry, Imoy. Says the Medrash. Says the Tai, the Unkelis. Ba'ala Yitzchak Lamashkino. The Chazo. He saw was Saknin Oivadoha. She was good. She had good deeds. Koivadei Sora. Says her oil is Sora. But the Tai Lamash Pshat. He tested her. He saw that she was Taka. Like Sori Imeno with the good. In the Sivya Strifka. Then he took her for a wife. So the Biskarov's comments is very serious to get in. I don't understand. Eliezer told him tremendous. It's clear. It's clear that this is the lady. Kitzaderech. It is. Then Tzoyv Shaldover. He took her into the tent and he saw it. All simonim, all things. There's no big about the actual. Is she taka mitukin? Is she taka proper? Is she taka have good maisim? She's a balas midas toivin. She's a balas maisim toivin. Enough, very nice. You have to see the maisa. It's not enough to be relying on the simonim. Only when he saw the maisa, that's when he taka took her for a wife. And I've added a lesson over here. The lesson over here is the midah of what the Avos taught us that we're looking for tikkun ha'maisim. That's what we're here for, the tikkun ha'maisim, the maisim toivim. The ganze sefer breishis, but it's such a musa haskel. The whole sefer breishis is there to teach us derech eretz kadma la'Torah. The ganze sefer breishis. Sefer breishis is a pillar of the sefer. What's it doing here? Rashi already commented at the beginning of breishis. What is this doing here? Right? It's not. It's the command no halachas. Look there, Rashi says the Indian. Rashi brings down that because it's Hashem created the. We should know Hashem created the world, and He gave it to who's Yosher. So it says called back in the Maravir Sefer Yosher. But in more pshutah shom mikra dik and zachin, I think the pasuk taich is derech eretz kadma la'Torah. Derech eretz kadma la'Torah. I always say that's the pshat. Poiskim b'chvayda achsanya. Before you say a drosh, the Gemara says brach is 63b. The Gemara says drosh of Yehuda, resh v'dayu kamolim. She poiskim b'chvayda achsanya. Start off a drosh b'chvayda achsanya. What's the saying? What was that? Teretz is derech eretz b'chvayda achsanya. Before you say a drosh, you open up b'chvayda achsanya. That's b'mish the English verse. I always say deal, and we say eishes chayav every Friday night. We say the minig and classic eishes chayav. Shalom aleichem. We welcome the malachim home into our house. Shalom aleichem. We don't even know what shalom aleichem. We guys say shalom aleichem. You don't understand what's going on over here. The Gemara says in Shabbos that a person that should do one malachim and escort a guy every day to his house. If they see the table set, everything's good, and tell him it should be bracha. The next week should be like this. If I show the opposite, so yeah, malachim came home and escorted you home. Is that a joke here? But I say, you know, this religion, you know, we joke around. We have joke. First, my Friday night, joke night. Joke, start joking. Malachim, this. Pass the melech, malachim. Shalom aleichem, malachim. That's the first thing we talk about. That's before the meal. We welcome the malachim in. Malachim, mamish. It's so real that the Chassam Sofer's meaning was not to say it's from the shalom. No, well, who says, why should you send them away? Chassam Sofer, take it easy. There's a lot of dafki. Don't get so serious with us. Can you say so? Just say it already. It's not real. No. We're real Jews. And the person that comes home with that, he has to think about what he's doing. Shalom aleichem. Is the tea ready? You talk to the malachim are coming home at Shabbos. The hush was out. And the more we treat it real, the more the children will be real. And then what do we do? Say every Yiddish home, the meaning of it, Eishes Chayal Miyim Sir. What's the verb? We go from the malachim to Eishes Chayal. No, the person's going now. Might be the pashup shot. You're going to eat a meal, Rabbi Sam. You're going to eat a meal, Rabbi Sam. You're going to now have an unbelievable Einik Shabbos, Rabbi Sam. Before you touch the food, before you put stuff that chicken, before you stuff the stuffed chicken into your stomach, into your belly, think for a minute. What was going on? The whole Shabbos, the whole Arab Shabbos. Eishes Chayim, so that a person has to spend time thinking about it. He must be like, okay, which nigger should we use? Shwekis or Shmekis? Think about what nigger. If you think about the words, Pia Apostle, it's a time. The whole week you don't have a chance to give a crap about cars to toy. You don't have a time. You don't have really good. You don't have so much time. You know, as you finish the meal, you burp up the meal, and then in the burp you try to get in. Thank you. Also, try to, you know, if it comes out, maybe a little bit afterwards. You know, so slowly he gets, you know, he gets it out somehow, and then okay, you maybe get up. Well, you say, oh, you're passing. Thank you. She says, what was that? No, nothing. Just, you know, because you can't admit that you said thank you. So you try to say it because you're in the shulchan bayis, but not loud enough that she yells. What was that you said? Nothing. Clearing the throat a little bit. Or if you're not really nice, you'll say thank you. It was a nice meal, and you move on. Thank you, thank you. Machol, machol. You know, you become like the toll booth guy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a nice day, sir. So you say to your wife, nice meal. Thank you, thank you. To think about it and say with a nice kind word, wow, really appreciate what you did. If you don't have time during the week, you're at the night coilo, you're doing whatever, a very important thing to do instead of thank your wife. You have to go count buttons of your shoes, whatever, put your shoes, you have buttons on your shoelaces, if the things that can't really be busy with this thing of a wife. You have one thing to take care of, you know. But shoe buttons. But anyway, but if you can't do it anyway, but Friday night, but take out the time for a second and to focus on the Rebbetzin, the wife, it's Eishes Chayim Yimsa, and thank you for the whole week, not just for, because that's what it speaks about. It doesn't speak about only the Friday night chilling or the kugel. You talk about Pia Pus, all the things, the whole week she was busy, taking care of the house, taking care of the home. I had to focus on it, I had to be, it's a real, that, I want to tell you, that's cut from everything. Before the chicken and the soup, before you put the chicken on this side, the soup on that side, dessert down there, take out on his boinin. Derech Eretz Kalan Torah, but that's the whole Yisrael of Torah, but Derech Eretz Kalan Torah. If you don't have Derech Eretz, because this came Torah after. Derech Eretz Kalan Torah, that's what just means, oh, it's very nice etiquette. Derech Eretz Torah means that's the mobile to Torah. The person has Derech Eretz, that's the road to Torah. And you have to work on Derech Eretz, but I'm And the ganze parsha, I think the tachlis of the ganze mitzvah should go from one parsha to the next, looking where is the derech, where is the derech, because that was always the trying to teach it. The whole, I'm unbelievable zach rabbi. So just imagine one. Yosef Avram takes a new wife. Yikach Ishu Shmo Keturah. His name is Keturah. Dr. Balaturin. What was the parasha right beforehand? Yitzhak takes a wife for himself. It's Ilal Isha. By Yosef Ram. Derech Eretz. Shemi Shemesa Ishtoi. Yenichal Ebanim. Yisim Kodem Shisa Cheres. Avram made sure that Yitzhak got married before he took the Torah back. Why? Very partial. Let's think about it. Derech Eretz. I'm going to take another wife. He's not married yet. He doesn't have his own family. She's a new woman coming into the home with the son who's not married. He has to get a joint. His mother's not here anymore. Avram wants to take Keturah back. Keturah with Sadekis. And he's worried. Who's he worried about? Yankel Pfefferkorn, who has tremendous issues. He has everything. He's not going to be able to handle. He's going to go berserk. We're going to have to lock him up in a mental institution. Yitzchok Avinu, sadly, Yisrael Oilam. You think he cares? And more! I have a question over here. Who went to bring her back to Avram? Who wanted it? Yitzchok went to bring back. Ba'il Yitzchok, he told, said he went. Where was he coming? He was coming from Be'er La'chai Eloi. That's where he was coming when he met up with Rivka. What was he doing in Be'er La'chai Eloi? I say, this kindness, look over there. But he went back there. So Rashi, Lahavi Haga, La'Avram Avinu. Who went to bring him back? Yitzchok went to bring her back to marry before he was married. Avram says, one second over here. You get married first. But you're an 164 year old man. You get married first. You get married first. Derech Eretz. It's about a 2 year. We don't have Mimsogim, but it's Derech Eretz, Kodmala. This is the kind of parsha we have to chaz, knocking into our heads. Every parsha here, the first parsha of the Torah of Chai Sor, we always speak of that parsha should be started. Such an unbelievable Zah. By your boy, Avram, the spoiler, the son of the Gosha. The Ben Yoyim, he spoke out, and Ben Dan is beautiful, he's beautiful, I spoke out. The Ben Yoyim learns this is the 10th Messiah. Unbelievable Kiddush. What I'm going to say over here is Marav Sinigla. After the Akedah, this is, you know, the stars went up. This is like a harder Nisoyan than whatever you're going to say over. But he says, Chad, he said the Nisoyan was because he owned the land. But Lemaisa, I think there's another Nisoyan over the biggest Nisoyan of Nisoyan. Everybody, when things are going very good, we can usually try to be, act normal. We can try to be in control of our emotions, our actions. We can be Bali Derecheres. Usually, we woke up on the right day. We woke up good, had a 12-hour good sleep. We had a hearty breakfast with Tropicana orange juice and poached eggs and some French toast with Aunt Jemima sauce. We had a good breakfast. We came, it was a bright sunny day. And somebody stepped on our toast. We can handle it. Didn't sleep so well. Breakfast wasn't ready on time. I left house with a half a piece of bread and no poached eggs. Poached porridge, whatever it was. Maybe a little bowl of cereal. Starving. Walk over there. You better watch out, man. You better watch out for the gets in my way today. Somebody says I'm gonna snap at him. I didn't have breakfast, so could be I'll have somebody have breakfast for lunch. Cannibal. Anyway. So when's the real test of a person's about Derech Eretz? Crunch time, when he's the matzav, when it's very, very emotionally difficult, when it's mamish difficult. From Avinu, Rabbi, by your boy Avram, lispa the sorrow of Kaisa. He just came to lispa the sorrow for the Kaisa, to lispa the Lashon Zohar, the Mepharshim, Rosh Sherman, Hakdama says, as the Gadol Hador, she wasn't only his wife, she was the Gadol Hador, she was Gadol Nevuah. He lost the Gadol Hador, he lost his wife. wife, his treasured wife, and she didn't just die of old age in the bed, lying there after 285 years. She hit the highest level of, you know, Guinness Book of World Records, and she died of old age. And she died because of the whole story that could be. Of course, he could think that's my fault. He heard about that Keda. She died. The Rabbeinu B'chaya says one of the reasons that Vayovo Avram listened to the servant of Kosa. Big kash over here, but say everybody should ask God. Somebody missing from the Hesper of time, right? Something not so important. Joe, the gardener in Tzarim's house. He doesn't say he was there. It's a little bit strange, no? Where's Yitzchak? This son, she cried for him. She did everything. He'd have to be absent that day. Runny nose. He came the next day with a little pen. Sorry, Yitzchak couldn't make it. He had a runny nose. Yitzchak Avinu wasn't at the... Where was Yitzchak? Where's Yitzchak? The most pelletic akasha. Whatever you're going to say is the most pelletic akasha shire. Yitzchak doesn't come to... This is the mother that did everything. She 90 years, she a whole tefillah. She cried for him. She threw Yishmael out of the house. She saved his life. She saved his loveliest. Sorry, Mom. I won't be able to make it. Maybe next time. So Ben Abichayah says the Chiddush also. I have a different shmuz about it. I come to a whole different shmuz. That's from our charts. Look it up. The whole unbelievable shmuz about it. But Ben Abichayah says unbelievable Chiddush. That Avram didn't want to tell Yitzchak because he might be hurt. Not that Chayav Stam Ago. That maybe it's because of him she would die. So he didn't want him to die. The favorite son, the one and only son. The guy who's going to say Kaddish for him, don't tell him because he might be hurt. But maybe he was the cause because he did the Akeda. But Avram was also about the Akeda. So you can imagine the feelings of us going on in his head. What happened over here, the tremendous feeling that Chas V'Shalom, I'm maybe the cause, the whole Akeda. What Hashem did here, Chas V'Shalom, to ask. He wasn't Mahara. This could be the biggest Nisayan. But the bigger Nisayan of Isaiah is in that state when he's broken, a broken man, his wife of many, many years. They had one of the longest marriages. Many, many years. His Rebbe. She was his Rebbe. Golden men of Nebuah. Golden Hador, the one they raised. They were the ones who were together, built the home. He's a broken man. How does he deal in that matzah with these rascals who are trying to cheat him out? Ephron says, don't worry, you don't have to give me anything. Aryeh Kaplan's Chumash says that the amount that he gave was equivalent to the entire time of $1 million. That's $1 million. Deal. Come on, what is between me and you, what's $1 million? Huh? A million? You said a million? You meant a thousand? No. Between friends like ours, what's $1 million? And this guy's cheating him out, and Avram Yishtachu pays it out, doesn't complain, does everything with Derech Eretz She'en Kamoy. He's bowing to them, he's talking kindly. We would understand this guy's agitated. He's that's how Aaron was. And there's the core, there's the test of us. Like we said, okay, today I would say, nah, today, even if you act normal and in good times, it's a big madrega today. But if I had the test comes of us, and a person is in a state of craziness, of wildness, that you're able to act in a normal oifin, you're able to talk with the Eretz. You know, it may happen, you're in a rush, all of a sudden you'll snap at your wife, it's not your fault, something that you stabbed your toe, you banged the door on your hand. You know, the famous story of Moshe Feinstein, everybody said. Still, then you see people in there not so long ago, he was once coming out of the car of his thing, and the driver actually slammed the door on his hand. Everybody said, I don't have to tell you the pain. And Moshe quickly pulled it out. Blood coming out, he's holding his hand. And Moshe thanked the driver, and he walked into the house, and he went in, and the driver went away. And then Moshe ran to the sink and put water on his hand. And somebody said, I don't think, what's going on, Moshe? Why don't you scream? Why don't you say something? He said, he did me such a favor, he took me. How could I? The guy slammed the door on his hand. No peep, Rabbi said. We would start, if we didn't yell at him, we would, in our mind, would be, who knows what. the Derech Eretz that we have to learn, and that's how we learn to be good people, Rabbi said. And that's the beginning of a good house. All the Torah, Mechadish, all the Torah, Rabbi, is beautiful. If there's no Derech Eretz, Hashem Yirachem, so there's no Torah there, Hashem Yirachem.